Man Up, brought to you by Construction Professionals, a program dedicated to inspiring and helping men live lives of heroic virtue. Join Joe Stopulis every Monday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. And now, it's time to Man Up.
Man Up, also underwritten by McDonald Imaging Solutions. Welcome to Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio, broadcasting today from the Mercy One studio. Heard on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and around the globe, streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com. Please subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. I am Joe Stopulis, and today I'll be joined by Matt Frad to discuss his new program helping people struggling with the addiction to pornography. And the program is called Strive 21. A note of warning is we will be touching on topics that might not be suitable for younger listeners, so be cognizant of that. Let us open up in prayer. Lord, we ask for your healing on all the men out there struggling with addictions, specifically to pornography, but to any addictions. Lord, be with them and help them, and through the intercession of St. Michael the Archangel, we pray. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Happy Feast of the Annunciation to everyone out there. Very important note before we get too far into the conversation with Matt Frad on the next side. This Saturday, March 30th, is the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference. You do not want to miss this event. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be Mass, Rosary, confessions available throughout the day. But most importantly, you'll have just a great day, a converting experience, as always these conferences are. Three speakers this year, Deacon Harold Burke Sievers. This guy is a world-class speaker. Just getting to see him would be worth an entire day of your time. So make sure you can make it out to hear him. Also, Deacon Tom Bradley, Deacon Randy Keel as well here from the Des Moines Diocese. Really going to be a day focused on spirituality and growth in prayer. Really going to be a great event. It always is. It's very well done. It's out at St. Francis of Assisi Church in West Des Moines. You can register today. Tickets are $25 for adults, $15 for students, and $10 for seminarians. The rosary starts at 7:30 in the morning. The mass starts at 8, and then the actual conference itself starts at 9 a.m. No excuses to miss this. And if you can only make it for an hour or two, come. Support it. It's a great organization. It's a great event, and you will be changed for the better by doing so. We're going to head to a short break. When we return, Matt Frad, international speaker, Matt Frad will be with us to talk about his new program, Strive 21. I want to thank McDonald Imaging Solutions. They are sponsors of Man Up. If you were at the State Fair this year, they were the ones who provided the new tents and the Pope on a Stick fans that we used. McDonald Imaging Solutions is a family business with thousands of promotional items to choose from. They do things from labeling to marketing, printing, and provide all kinds of promotional products. Marty will personally help any business, big or small, to build their brand with corporate apparel and promo items. McDonald Imaging Solutions. Building brands, attracting new customers online at McDonaldImagingSolutions.com.
Are you struggling with drugs or alcohol? Have the same old programs led you to the same old places? Welcome to St. Gregory Recovery Center, the new standard for recovery. St. Gregory is a faith-based program located just outside of Des Moines. Our unique non-12-step approach is different than most other programs. We're designed to help you strengthen your body, mind, and spirit. Don't let your addiction define you. It's time to get you excited about life again. For more information, on the phone, 888-724-3342. That's 888-724-3342.
Are you looking for a supportive, like-minded homeschooling community that values virtue and academics? Do you desire a Catholic peer group for your children that builds lasting relationships? Established in 2010, Catholic Schoolhouse Des Moines offers programs from preschool through high school using a classical model. Whether you are currently homeschooling or considering homeschooling, we can help. For more information, visit CatholicSchoolhouse.com. This message was brought to you by Savage Power.
My help comes from you. You're right here pulling me through. You carry my weakness.
Welcome to Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio. We are broadcasting from the Mercy One studio, heard on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. I'm Joe Stopulis. Today I am joined again
by Matt Frad. Matt is the author of Strive, a 21-day detox from porn, established by Cardinal Studios. He speaks to tens of thousands of people every year and is the author, the best-selling author of several books, including Does God Exist? And The Porn Myth, Exposing the Reality Behind the Fantasy of Pornography. Matt has earned his master's degree and undergraduate degrees from in philosophy from Holy Apostles College. His podcast, Pint with Aquinas, receives over a 500,000 downloads every month. Check it out. Check it out. Matt lives with his wife, Cameron, and their children in the great state of Georgia. Matt, welcome back.
G'day. Do you know what it takes to be a best-selling author? Do you know what that even means?
I think more than 10 books, something like that, right? More than your family. You've got a few friends.
I looked it up, and it just has to do with the publisher. So, like, if I publish with a small publishing house and that does well, then, yeah, cool, best-selling author.
But, hey, you know what, though? It sounds great. I'm not a best-selling author, so you've one-upped me, so that's good. I appreciate that. Hey, Matt, really great to have you on the show. I got to tell you, right, so our listeners here, I'm in the middle of a series right now called the Great Men of the Bible series. And so we've worked our way up to, people are probably expecting Joseph today. This is probably our seventh episode. This is the first time we're taking a break because you've got a time-sensitive issue. We've got to talk about Strive 21. And we'll get into that in a second, but that's why we're jumping in the middle of this, and you'll understand why, because this is launching here shortly. Matt, for our listeners who maybe are not as up to date on the statistics or the epidemic pornography in our country and around the world, could you please set the stage for us?
Yeah, if people have been living under a rock on a different planet, they may not know about this thing called the Internet.
Yes.
But when it launched, pornography became accessible, affordable, and anonymous in a way that it had never been before. And because of those three A's, as we call them, those three words that begin with A, porn use has obviously skyrocketed. We see, unfortunately, more and more parents are giving their children iPhones, iPads, and of course these children are being exposed to the same things that we, Joe, are being exposed to when we go online, even by accident. Mm-hmm. And so young people are being exposed earlier and earlier, including young girls, and this is leading more and more young men and young women to become hooked on pornography.
You know, I gave a talk at a men's conference this weekend, and a couple stats I used. Porn sites receive more regular traffic than Netflix, Amazon, Twitter combined each month. People who had extramarital affairs were 300% more likely to consume porn, while those compared to those who never had an affair. And in 2016 alone, this is the most recent stats we have, more than 4.599 trillion hours of porn were consumed on just one website. That is 191 million days or 525,000 years on one website.
Yeah, let's not mention the name. No need to give him any more publicity. But you're exactly right. Yeah, so I mean, it's obviously a big epidemic, and it's not just those bad, awful, worldly people who are consuming it. It's people who are trying to live a good life, but have been exposed to it. And for many of us, it's just the way we now medicate. Some of us binge on Netflix. Some of us like raid the fridge for cake. I don't know, at night. And then some of us, we turn to porn. It really has become for many people a way to regulate. So we feel emotionally turbulent, and this has just been the thing that we've done since we were young, and we don't even really know why we're doing it. We hate it, and yet we love it, and we hate that we love it, and we're just looking for a way out, which is why we created Strive21.com.
Yeah, and again, it is to your point, people don't know why they love it. What am I doing? And it's the same thing, you know, any other major addiction that people look to. So alcohol is obviously a very famous one, but people who are addicted to alcohol or cigarettes, and they want to quit, but they can't. The brain chemistry is the same, which is why we need programs like Strive 21. That's why I'm excited to hear about it, because quite frankly, just trying to quit while holding on to the wheel, white knuckling it, it just doesn't work, and you need help. And I think a lot of people think that, it's different than that. I can just do it myself. It's a do it, you know, help, self-help. No. You need more than just trying to do it by yourself. So I'm curious. I first encountered your work probably 8 years ago. I've been following you pretty closely since, and you've done a lot of great work in this sector of men's ministry. Curious how you got to Strive. You've done a lot. How did Strive come
about? Yeah, that's a good question. Well, a couple of years ago, I wrote that book with Ignatius Press called The Porn Myth, which was a non-religious response to pro-porn arguments, so I was happy to do that. But this is really the first time I've been able to put together all that I've learned about recovery from pornography into one course. Because what I realized is there's a lot of guys out there who want to be free of porn. They've heard different things, different tidbits, They might type in, how do I break free of porn? And they might come across a great website that has a lot of great articles, but it might not necessarily string them together and give them a step-by-step way out. And that's what Strive is. So it's broken down into three different weeks, and we've kind of given each week a title, Begin, Persevere, Succeed. And I kind of just help men begin from the ground up, like what to do, how to acknowledge it, how to develop a sobriety plan, the importance of accountability relationships, what the activation sequence looks like, how to handle triggers, how to handle setbacks. So that's the difference. And what's great about Strive 2 is it's a community program. It's not an isolated experience that you have on your computer. You can only take it a couple of times a year. And the first time is coming up in a few days now, March the 27th. And we're going to have thousands of men from around the world going through this 21-day, you can think of it as a challenge, together. And I'll be with them every step of the way. I'll be leading exclusive live streams weekly for the men. And then every day, the men watch a 3 to 5 minute video. Then there's a challenge that they have to complete and then talk about it in the community forum with the other brothers. At the end of the 21 days, there's an option, if they want, to be put into video small groups together, so that even if they're separated by states or countries, they can be put into a video, like a triad small group, where they can communicate through video.
That's awesome. Out of curiosity, how did you get the material put together? Was it you and a team of people, or was it just all you and your experience?
Definitely. I wrote the curriculum, if you want to think of it as curriculum, but as far, I couldn't do any of this if it wasn't for Cardinal Studios. They are literally putting in hundreds of thousands of dollars, that's not hyperbole, into this program. And this is top-notch stuff. I sometimes joke that it's so high production value, you won't believe it's Catholic, but it is. So that's good.
I'd take offense at that joke. So the Strive Challenge, can you talk to us? Obviously, I'm assuming there's a faith component, but there's probably a science component. Is there a combination? How is it split out?
Yeah, it's a combination. We've tried to make it very friendly to our evangelical friends. So any Christian, Catholic or Protestant, could take this course, and they wouldn't be unfamiliar with the lingo and terminology I'm using. Obviously, I come at it from a Catholic anthropological point of view. I incorporate John Paul II's teachings from the theology of the body and love and responsibility into the course. So hopefully it brings the wisdom of some Catholic philosophy and theology to bear. But it certainly talks a lot about the science as well. This is not a solely spiritual issue, and we need more than just a solely spiritual response. And so this tries to bring the two together.
So on day 21, do you convert everyone to become Catholic?
I invite everyone to meet in the middle of Georgia for a baptism. Yeah, I don't know. No.
Okay, you invite them to Pint with Aquinas and tell them why you're Catholic. Anyway,
Cardinal Studios wouldn't let me do it.
No, it's probably a good thing. On day 21, you said it's a 21-day program. My experience in all the study, everything I know about pornography, usually takes longer than 21 days. Is that not the case?
Yeah. Totally. No, it totally is. And detox, it's called, Strive 21-day detox from porn. We're using the word detox in a colloquial sense. And we're very clear in the videos that there is no silver bullet. Mm-hmm. Freedom from pornography is not a destination we reach after this book, or after I wear this colored scapula, or after I take the Strive course, or after this person has prayed for me. Rather, it's a daily choice. That's what freedom is. A daily choice that we make by our actions. But Strive helps you to know what those actions are and how to perform them and what not to do. And this is what a lot of people don't know. And that's why this course, I think, is going to be really helpful to folks.
One of the things that I would throw out there is, if you're just signing up for the course, just to sign up for the course, and you think it's going to be a magic bullet, to your point, it's not going to work. You've got to be all in on this. If you're a guy who's struggling with pornography, you've got to be all in. You've got to understand that it's going to take hard work. It's going to take a lot of work to undo what we've done. If you've been committing a sin over and over again, it's not just one flip a light switch and it's over. It takes months, years, lifetimes to undo the damage. But Strive sure sounds like a great first step indeed.
Yeah, and undoing that damage, like you so well put it, is actually a very liberating experience. It's almost like the struggle against porn is part of the growth in holiness for people who are dealing with it, because we often use the word struggle synonymously with give into. I struggle with porn. But struggle means to resist. And when you resist a temptation. You're growing in virtue. I mean, think of two men. One doesn't resist, one does. The first person just has to give into his weakness. Nothing's required of him. The second person has to grow in patience and humility and moral courage, and he's becoming a more well-rounded, fleshed-out, awesome person, whereas the other isn't.
Mm-hmm. You know, you'd mentioned there's a 3 to 5 minute video, but the challenge afterwards, can you give us a sneak preview of what a challenge looks like, feels like?
Yeah, I'll give you one example. So there is a one day where we talk about how to write your own sobriety plan. What is that? Well, a sobriety plan is a plan on how to remain sober. And what I invite the men to do, we have these printable PDFs, and you know, there's, you think of three concentric circles. Okay, so the interior circle would represent what constitutes a sexual fall. So you might write strip club, masturbate, adultery, the thing is that you're falling into, pornography. Mm-hmm. The second circle, just outside the middle, the inner circle, would stand for those behaviors that when you engage in them, you are likely to fall. So that might be things like cruising social media, binging on Netflix, encountering a softcore sex scene and not processing it with your accountability partner. The outer circle, that third outer circle, stands for those behaviors that you need to be engaged in to live a beautiful life. So that might be working out 3 times a week at least, getting at least 7 hours of sleep a night, listening to beautiful music, you know, not watching more than one Netflix episode at a time, something like that. So we teach the men on how to fill this out. Then we teach them how to have this conversation with their accountability partner. Because often accountability partners fall into the trap of calling each other whenever they fall. But if you have a sobriety plan at the ready, you can call them up weekly and say, okay, how are you doing with those behaviors that are leading you to a more beautiful life? Hey, I know you said you wanted to work out. Have you been doing that? Here are these behaviors you said when you do this, you look at porn. Have you been doing that? You know, so it takes in a much more sophisticated look at the person's behaviors.
That would be one. No, I love that. I'm drawing my diagram here, and I think it's beautiful. And you know, as my listeners are sick of me talking about Exodus 90 right now, I think one of the reasons I think it's so successful is that outer circle. You basically I guess the middle circle, the behaviors that lead to bad things. That's what you're working to get rid of. I mean, that's why I think Exodus 90 does a great job of getting rid of that middle circle that leads to other stuff.
I agree.
Another thing that I think that you'd mentioned, I think is really important. You talk about accountability. I guess my question would be accountability from – you'd mentioned you can get them connected to community online. Is there a – I'm just thinking from a friendship standpoint, it's better to have friends in person than it is to have friends online. A guy you meet in a Reddit chat is probably not as good as a guy you can go to church with in person. Do we have ways to get people connected? Do you have any suggestions on that?
Yeah, that's a good point. So when it comes to Strive21.com, people can be as anonymous or as public as they want to be. When they sign up to the course, they can take a pseudonym if they want, or they can use their real name. Obviously, we encourage them to be very vulnerable about what they share, but you don't have to own up and say, well, this is me. And I think you're right that there is something in actual human concrete relationships where we're meeting in the same space that can be a lot more powerful than meeting over the phone. And so I think that would be the ideal, you know, either at a 12-step group or to meet with an accountability partner once a week for coffee. I think that's the ideal. But I also think for a lot of men, either they don't have that in their life right now, or maybe they feel like it's an impossibility, whether it is or it isn't. And so if men are doing the Strive program in a particular church, well, maybe they can just meet together at the end, you know, and we'll teach them how to do that. But, you know, there might be some guy in Pakistan and some guy in Australia who just have no brotherhood. And while it's not ideal, it's definitely better than nothing. In fact, my accountability partner is someone who lives in Oklahoma. And we chat regularly, and I found that to be a very fruitful relationship. Because, you know, you're right. You meet some rando on Reddit, that's not going to be terribly helpful. You don't know if he cares about you or not. But if you begin talking on the phone and you get to know each other and know about each other's lives, it can be very effective that way too.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I definitely think if you've got no one, especially today, and you want to remain anonymous, this seems like a really great way to get plugged in to having someone to have that open dialogue with that's going through that struggle with you. I just know the importance of having a brother, someone there to help you along this journey is gonna make your success rate significantly greater than if you say, I'm going to do this thing by myself. You know, if you're married, You know, I don't want to throw everyone under the bus here, but if you're married and you're struggling with this, it might be time to tell your wife and have her maybe lock your phone. You know, maybe this is the time to have those conversations. Maybe you had talk with a spiritual director before that, but you really want to go all in on this thing. And if that requires completely blocking your phone out of all different apps outside of the Strive, you want to make sure you can access this, maybe do it on your computer. And it's kind of the irony of you going into the internet to take people away from what's the major damage the internet's providing, which is pornography. You're going right into the medium of the internet to do that. So I do applaud you for that. But I think it's also important that people understand they need to know their weaknesses for sure, especially if, as you mentioned, if they can't control themselves around the internet to make sure they're putting those blockers up.
Yeah, I agree. I've essentially turned my phone into a dumb phone. You know, you can block email. You can block the downloading of apps by blocking the app store. You can turn your beautiful phone into a pretty dumb phone. And you might do that for all sorts of reasons that have nothing to do with pornography. You just might realize that you're becoming the sort of person that's always checking your phone, and you don't want to be like that. And, it can be difficult to control, and so having some help in doing that's certainly an option.
And I think you're obviously one of the steps you made is making a plan. To me, that's got to be one of the things in a plan. But at the end of the day, you've got to have a plan. We as men, I think we're so geared to having that. That what is my attack plan? How do I attack this problem? It sounds like that's one of the first steps. So out of curiosity, what is the website to go to?
Strive21.com, strive21.com.
And what is the cost associated with this for guys?
I think it's $49. Okay. I actually wanted it to be a lot more. I was like talking the hundreds. That's okay. What I wanted people to commit to. Because I'm like, people need to commit. They need to put some freaking money on the line so that they'll be invested. They went with $49. If people legitimately can't afford it, we will pay them. No, we won't pay them. We'll give it to them for free. Mm-hmm. Let me get that right. Mm-hmm. We'll give it to them for free. That said, we think you should invest in this.
Yeah.
As I say, hundreds of thousands of dollars we're putting into this, a lot of time and energy, and you should feel this costing you something. I mean, porn's costed you enough up until now.
Well, again,
as
I mentioned earlier, you've got to be all in. I mean, there's got to be a level. If this is just, it's another thing I'm going to do. That's not going to do it.
Exactly.
You've got to be all in. What is the old analogy of burn the boats? You know, once you get to the shore, burn the boats. There's no other option. We're here. We're going. And so I think that's a great thing. Would you please plug your podcast? We're in the podcasting world here. Give a plug to the Pints of Aquinas. You got 1 minute, however long you want to run with it.
Yeah, Pints with Aquinas is a show that's based around the idea of having a pint with Aquinas. And, you know, if you could talk to him, if you could ask him questions about philosophy and theology, metaphysics, you know, the sacraments, things like that, what would he say back, you know? And so in every episode, we talk about Aquinas' thought. We read from the Summa Theologiae, and we do it in a hopefully a lighthearted, helpful way. You know, I'm certainly not an intellectual, so I kind of come alongside y'all and let the angelic doctor address us, and we all kind of grow in faith and knowledge together. That's the hope.
Awesome. Hey, Matt, thank you so much. Best of luck. And I just appreciate you being on the front lines of this ministry. I know how much you love being the porn guy. It's a great label to walk around with, but someone's got to do it, and you're doing it, man.
Well, thanks for having me on and help me spread the word. I really appreciate it.
You bet, Matt. Take care. Stick around. We're going to head to a short break, and we will wrap up the conversation on Strive 21 on the other side of the break.
Are you looking for a supportive, like-minded homeschooling community that values virtue and academics? Do you desire a Catholic peer group for your children that builds lasting relationships? Established in 2010, Catholic Schoolhouse Des Moines offers programs from preschool through high school using a classical model. Whether you are currently homeschooling or considering homeschooling, we can help. For more information, visit CatholicSchoolhouse.com. This message was brought to you by Savage Power.
Are you struggling with drugs or alcohol? Have the same old programs led you to the same old places? Welcome to St. Gregory Recovery Center, the new standard for recovery. St. Gregory is a faith-based program located just outside of Des Moines. Our unique non-12-step approach is different than most other programs. We're designed to help you strengthen your body, mind, and spirit. Don't let your addiction define you. It's time to get you excited about life again. For more information, on the phone, 888-724-3342. That's 888-724-3342.
My help comes from you. You're right here pulling me through. You carry my weight.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio. My thanks again to Matt Fradd for joining me. We've had, this is probably the third episode we've had with Matt, and I always enjoy the conversations. I've had the opportunity to hear him speak a few times, and the work he's doing is great. Again, that book, The Porn Myth, highly recommend going and getting that. The website, again, was strive21.com. This is something you're struggling with or a friend of yours is struggling with. Please sign up. Please, $50 is nothing in the grand scheme of things. I know the perils that this can cause between marriages and even not in marriages, the struggle that this can cause. This is an opportunity to help you. Again, this weekend, Faith of the Journey Men's Conference, Iowa Catholic Men's Conference. 7 a.m. is when registration starts. Mass starts at 8. Really would love to see you there. Deacon Harold Burke-Sievers is the keynote speaker. He is a absolute stud. If we have an opportunity to see him, you should be there. He will be great. He will change your life by himself. And then in addition to that, Deacon Tom Bradley, Deacon Randy Keel, usually with 500 men from around the area attending this at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in West Des Moines. I always say that these men's conferences are just like a shot of steroids, right? So faith is a muscle. Faith, you got to work at it. You got to work to improve your faith. Same thing with muscles. Well, a men's conference like this, to me, is just a shot of steroids. It will pump you right up, get you really excited to go on and go forward, especially throughout this Lenten journey. So strongly encourage you, again, this Saturday, St. Francis, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Join us this Saturday. Look forward to seeing you there. Thanks again for joining me on Man Up today on Iowa Catholic Radio. I am Joe Stopulis, and it's time to Man Up.
Man Up, inspiring men to live out their call to holiness with Joe Stopulis. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Brought to you by Construction Professionals.
Man Up, also underwritten by McDonald Imaging Solutions.